When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1194. I'm Jeff Alton, Big Game Hunter. I'm the host for this show, and welcome. Thanks for discovering the show. Thanks for listening to it. Thanks for subscribing. If you're not subscribing yet, please do so. It does help other people discover it. Excuse me. And today's show involves preparing the job search. I did a show yesterday. Here's another one. And it talks about the importance of transferable skills. I hope you find this helpful. Please give it a great review. It helps other people find the show. And I also want to remind you, if you'd like to join me for lunch one day this week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for now, I get together with people for lunch, 12:30 Eastern time, one person for lunch. If you're not, that's not your lunch time, bring some coffee with you. Set aside some time. It's $175 to do that. Message me through LinkedIn, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter to connect. If we're not connected, then send the message to me that you'd like to do lunch, and I'll forward information to you about how to make payment in advance of the call, or advance of the Zoom session, because we do it by video over Zoom. And one of the cool things is we can record the session so that you can review it at your convenience. Again, transferable skills is the topic. Let's get going. Excuse me for shifting over there, but I realized I was a little cockeyed with the camera. So this is another video in my series about how to prepare to job search and looking at different things that you need to do in order to get ready to hunt before you write your resume all the way at the very beginning of the process. Now, one thing I'd like you to do is start looking at what your skills are and what your experiences are that are transferable to another industry or field or even to your own business. So, for example, you know, if you work in the insurance industry and you're, I don't know, doing actuarial work, you know, there's an analytical experience that you have from that. If you're doing, you know, we could go profession by profession, but I think you get the idea that there are things that you can dissect from your work and your responsibilities that can be transferred to something else. You know, you're, I don't want to go through individual ones, but you know, at the end of the day, start compiling a list as you first start thinking of changing jobs. Because it's not like you're going to apply for only jobs in, let's say, insurance or banking or what have you. You know, you're going to apply for positions in a whole host of industries. And the more senior you are, the more expensive you are, and firms want to know what you've done that relates to what they do, not just simply the tasks, but even lines of business. So get yourself prepared by thinking ahead to what's transferable about what you've done that relates to what another industry might look for. Again, just put a list together. You could use it in your cover letter rather than your resume. And in many cases, you can use it in the tailored resume you send to that specific firm. But again, transferable skills are critical. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, here are a few ways that I can help you. First of all, you can hire me to coach you throughout your job search in every way imaginable. That includes a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, helping you with a salary negotiation and or networking, answering your questions about your job search, giving you advice about a decision you have to make once you have the offer. We can work in 30-minute or one-hour increments throughout your search. And the easiest way to talk with me about it is by connecting with me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just like knowing that I'm helping folks. And once we're connected, message me that you're interested in coaching. We'll do a free discovery conversation with one another. If you're not interested in coaching and you just have a few questions, the easiest way to do it is by reaching out to me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I. Or if you don't have an iOS device, if you're an Android user or you just want to call me on the phone, do it through PrestoExperts.com, where I'm a career coach and job search expert. For those of you who've been listening to the show, you know that I always talk about JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. And recently, we've been changing the focus of the site to really emphasize interviewing and answering tough interview questions. If you join, you'll have access to curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's designed to help you find work more quickly, as well as videos and podcasts and other information. Again, an emphasis on interviewing and answering tough interview questions. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and get 2 months for free instead of the 1 month that the site offers. And the last thing I want to mention to you is schedule me for lunch. I do it at 12:30 most days, and for now I'm making myself available Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for lunch at 12:30 Eastern Time. We'll meet over Zoom and be able to see one another. You bring something to eat, or if it's early for you, very simply bring some coffee with you. We'll sit and talk for 45 minutes. I'll answer your questions. That's less for $175. That's less than what I charge for comparable time for my coaching. So again, reach out to me through LinkedIn and we'll schedule a time for lunch. Have a great day. Take care.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.